I'm Sean McElvain. I'm recording with my mom, Molly McElvain. I'm going to ask her some questions about being adopted, how it's affected her life. What was it like for you when your parents first told you you were adopted?
Well, I don't have a day specifically that I remember discovering I was adopted. My parents told me my story over and over again from the time I was born. I mean, they might remember it differently, but they always said I was chosen.
Do you know how you found out exactly that you were adopted?
Well, you know, I don't think I knew what that meant, but I knew other people looked more like their parents. Immediately I knew I looked very different from them, so I don't have an exact moment of knowing, but I just know that I've always known.
How did you find out your birth parents?
Well, it was funny because people always ask you, so after you've told somebody you're adopted, the first thing they say is, do you want to find your real family or your birth family? I don't feel like I didn't have a real family. I didn't ever feel like I needed to find them. I kind of like the romantic notion of not knowing who they were. When I was pregnant with you, Dad and I went to the doctor. They had us fill out medical forms to find out your history so that they could look for birth defects or things that could go wrong with the baby. Yeah. And Dad just sat there filling it out, and I had nothing because I didn't know anything about my family. It prompted me to write to the Children's Home Society, the agency that I was adopted from, and immediately they sent me back, I have it, a huge amount of paper that described my whole family and all the medical history. You can't really find out who your parents are from this, but I started hearing about all the things they died from or all the diseases they had. I got really interested in the story, and I decided that maybe I was ready to look for them. And at the time I was 32, and so I began the search. We used a private investigator who could help you find your parents. Within literally a few days, she had found Carol, who you know now to be your grandmother. And we had her name. We Googled her, and her name came up, and she had 30 children's books. And when we read her book, Dad said, this is the way you rhyme. This is the way you write. And we knew instantly that she was my mom.
What were your thoughts about your parents when you first saw them?
Well, I've only met my mom, and we met at this coffee place. You know, I was so nervous, and she was so nervous. So my thoughts were nervousness, but then kind of this, it's just a different feeling because I never knew what it was like to be like anybody else. You know, we're constantly saying you have Momo's hair, or you walk like Papa, or you move like Uncle Sam, or you're, you know, whatever. And I didn't have that ever. There's a shorthand with Digga and I where I sort of get her, and when she says things, it's like I'm looking in a mirror or hearing an echo. That might be genetic, it might be temperament, I don't know what it is.
What is your favorite part of being adopted?
I just always thought it made me different and more interesting, and that there was mystery to it. And to me, it was also sort of a success story because people want to have kids and they want to have kids that are their own kids, but you could also have kids that are not yours and raised, they could grow up to be amazing people like my sister and I. And I think being adopted is always the beginning of every good fairy tale, or being an orphan, or every Disney story, and every good story starts with losing the parents, and so it's the beginning of my own journey. It's